down here. Well, I'm turning over a new leaf. I'm gonna get myself in gear. 'Cause I've got a woman who's better than most, and I've made a mess of her plans. Starting today, all I'm gonna be is her man. 'Cause I've been a wildcatter and a go-go-getter, been an SOB right down to the letter. I've had misadventures, I've even got pictures. I'm even more than I can stand. But starting today, all I'm gonna be is her man. I'm gonna give it all back, 'cause all I've done is take. Well, I put her on the back burner while I was out on the make. But I've got a woman who's good enough to give me a second chance again. And starting today, all I'm gonna be is her man.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The man accused of killing Charlie Kirk appeared virtually at a hearing today in Utah. He did not, Tyler Robinson, did not waive his right to a preliminary hearing.
With Tyler Robinson listening in remotely from the Utah County Jail, the judge said he wanted to lay down some ground rules that Robinson is presumed innocent and his constitutional rights will be protected, as will the rights of the victims. The judge making it clear that court hearings and the trial will be open for the public to hear.
These proceedings will be open to the public, conducted in accordance with the law and handled with diligence and competence.
Robinson's next court date was set for October 30th.
ABC's Alex Stone reporting. Police in Michigan say they are still searching for a motive in Sunday's deadly church attack in Grand Blanc, with four people killed, along with the gunman also dying in a shootout with officers. Federal authorities today say they're investigating that attack as targeted. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. This is ABC News. One of the country's largest private employers is warning about artificial intelligence.
Walmart employs about 2 million people. And now the CEO of that company says the majority of those roles will change as generative AI becomes more prominent. However, the company says it plans to keep the size of its global workforce steady over the next 3 years. Walmart has already begun integrating AI into some parts of its business, like a chatbot named Sparky in the company's app. However, most major AI companies like OpenAI remain unprofitable. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
A recent study from MIT finds more than 95% of AI pilot programs that businesses deployed have failed to increase revenue or save costs. In North Carolina, a stowaway found dead Sunday in the landing gear of an American Airlines flight arriving in Charlotte from Europe. In a statement, American Airlines says we're working with law enforcement on its investigation. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
With Progressive, it's easy to reach customer service with our app, website, chat, or by phone. Because when getting help is hard, it's not help at all.
A little help. A little help over here.
Thank you for calling Bench Press Assistance.
What?
Due to excessive gym volume, all available spotters are currently lifting heavy weights off the chests of other bench pressers.
Seriously?
Please continue to hold, and we will remove the barbell from your chest in the order in which your cry for help was received.
Getting assistance should be easy. With Progressive, it is. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
With the new IHOP value menu, $6 is all it takes to go to your happy place, where stacks of pancakes with bacon and eggs are just $6 every day. French toast, sausage, and eggs are, you guessed it, $6. And fluffy omelets come with a side of pancakes and only cost $6. Go to your happy place every day at IHOP. $7 in some locations. Available every day for a limited time at participating restaurants in the U.S. Hours may vary. No substitutions. Not valid with other discounts or promotions. Prices may vary.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Ehlum. More time is again requested for two people charged a year ago in the death of a three-year-old boy.
Elijah Vu's mother, 32-year-old Katrina Bauer, and 40-year-old Jesse Vang were back in Manitowoc County Court for a status conference last week. Bauer's attorney said she still needs more time to look through the evidence against her client before moving forward. Vang's attorney said he's ready to file motions but still needs more time before starting. Judge Anthony Lambrecht set Bauer's next status conference for December 1st, Vang won't return to court until January for a scheduling conference. Both were arrested in February last year after Elijah was first reported missing in Two Rivers and were charged in connection with the boy's death after his remains were found last September. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Candidate for Governor Tom Tiffany says victory in next year's race will come at a price.
Tiffany told the media outside his rally in Wausau on Wednesday that his fundraising efforts started the minute he announced.
We know this is going to be a very expensive race. I'm figuring we got to raise $30 to $40 million.
Tiffany said he may disclose some initial fundraising numbers in the next few weeks. In Wausau, Mike Leishner, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Nationally prominent Wisconsin Native American leader has died. The family of Ernie Stevens Jr. confirmed his death suddenly on Friday at the age of 66. A member of the Oneida Nation of Wisconsin, Stevens rose to national prominence as an advocate for tribal sovereignty and had served as chairman of the Indian Gaming Association for 25 years. That's a period which saw total tribal gaming revenue grow from $11 billion to more than $49 billion in 2024. He was elected to a 13th term in April. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Young farmers don't listen to the radio, right? Wrong. In a recent survey, 80% of young producers said they get their most important agriculture information from their trusted farm radio station. Surprised? Don't be. If you think about it, it makes perfect sense. Radio is the perfect companion because it goes with you everywhere. Whether you are in the shop, on the combine, or in the truck, farm radio is right there with you. This message brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be sunny and warm again today, high in the low to mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the upper 50s to near 60 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high right around 80. You can get faster internet and pay a whole lot less with Whole Home Connect. Call them today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Duran Mondovia, Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
Highs in the mid-80s. We'll find out how long this weather will hang around. We'll get the latest on efforts to control New World screw worm. We'll check in with soybean leadership after a very frustrating week. And it's Monday, and time to check in on the trends in the used machinery market.
Live from the edge of the end of September 2025 via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This morning we'll catch up with Greg Peterson, Machinery Pete, and we'll have a conversation with Caleb Ragland, president of the American Soybean Association. Right after the news with Michelle Rook, we'll get a weather update from Brett Waltz of Band WX. I'm producer Big Apple Joe Stackler. Host of AgriTalk, Chip Flory.
Man, if it's even possible, what I'm going to tell Brett, Joe, is to just keep more of the same coming.
Oh my
it
God.
Is 71 degrees in northeast Iowa already, and we're heading for a high of 84. Huh.
I can't remember a stretch like this in the, you know, the Midwest, where usually, you know, we get 2 weeks, right? Maybe
yeah.
in spring, maybe transitioning to fall. 2 weeks, enjoy it while it lasts. Now here's the winter, or here's, you know, 100 degree summer. Oh my God, this is phenomenal. It had a great weekend. People who went to the sporting events had a great weekend, not just because of the results, if you're a Cubs and Bears fan, but also because of the weather that they got to enjoy it in.
That's exactly right. Yeah, it was nice to end the year with a sweep. 92 wins the Cubs end up with. That means that they won 22 more games than they lost, Joe.
But you know, the White Sox lost more games than the Cubs won. So think about that.
Oh, man, that hurts. That hurts, no doubt. Welcome to Ag Talk. Glad that you are with us. Yes, we are also going to have a conversation today with Colin Woodall right at the very end of the show. Colin, of course, is the CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. We actually had the conversation late last week, and we will be it's an update on what's going on with New World screw worms. So you want to stick around for that one. Joe is in because Davis is out this week, just taking a little bit of time off. And that means that we get to have some conversations with Michelle Rook. Michelle, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Chip. I'm doing fine.
Good, good deal. Michelle, of course, markets now on Ag Web, national reporter for Ag Day. Really needs no introduction here to the AgriTalk crew, no question about that. Hey, let's go ahead and get started with the news. What do you got?
Well, starting off with weather, which you guys just kind of highlighted, it's going to be a big week for harvest. U.S. weather will be dry in much of the Midwest Delta, Southern Plains, and Northeast, as well as the southwestern desert areas, reported by World Weather Inc. Sunday evening. Well, a federal government shutdown may loom or is looming. The top U.S. congressional leaders will meet with President Trump today to discuss a short-term spending bill ahead of the deadline to avoid a shutdown on Wednesday. Democrats are insisting the bill must include an extension of health care subsidies and restoration of budget cuts to health care. Republicans say negotiations for the issues can happen after averting a shutdown, and the bill would only fund the government until mid-November, but it must pass before this Wednesday. Republicans need at least some Democrats to back the short-term bill in the Senate. USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins addressed several key issues presently impacting the farm economy at the Kansas City Ag Outlook Forum. In response to a surge in input costs, she said effective immediately, the antitrust division of DOJ will work closely with USDA to scrutinize competitive conditions in the ag marketplace, including antitrust enforcement that promotes free market competition. USDA also released $2 billion in remaining funding for ECAP to be delivered within the week, and they're going to purchase more than 417,000 metric tons of American-grown commodities for International Food Assistance Program. Now, Rollins also said USDA will deal head-on with foreign ownership of U.S. farmland and announced a new strategy to revitalize cattle inventories short of market-distorting payments, and ban cattle imports from Mexico until it fully combats New World Screw Room. Yeah, Rollins did throw cold water on the potential of direct payments, though, to ranchers to help rebuild that domestic herd, Chip.
Yeah, absolutely, Michelle, and I'm glad that she did, because that was a big, big rumor last week, no question about it. Really, what she is doing in a couple of the comments that she made was she's telling producers, listen, you're asking for antitrust investigation. We're going to give you that. You're asking for farmland ownership issues to be resolved. We're going to give you that. And so they're making progress on some of these issues, but, Cash, no quick answers on the cash flow. Not yet.
Yeah, and $2 billion for ECAP. I had heard maybe where we're going to get a lot more out of this administration for trade aid, for sure.
Yep.
Washington Representative Dan Newhouse said the new farm bill will get much-needed attention sometime soon. He remarked saying they passed H.R. 1, and it was signed into law on July 4th, and many important things that they were working on were covered there. So there are some things left to do, though, about 25% of the things that should be much easier to accomplish. Newhouse assured the ag chair is on board, said Chairman Thompson has told them and farmers that he has revisited or visited with them and wants to get this done as soon as possible. And he says the House has very few excuses not to get a new farm bill done. Mm-hmm. And private exporters reported this morning 5.3 million bushels or about 136,000 metric tons of corn for delivery to Mexico for this marketing year. Another 4.4 million bushels to unknown destinations also for this marketing year. And finally, we'll be gearing up for USDA's quarterly stocks report and small grain summary out tomorrow.
Yeah, it's got a history of being a market mover, so we'll be paying close attention to it. All right, Michelle, thank you so much.
Thanks.
We'll talk to you later. All right,
absolutely.
Let's bring in Brett Waltz, BAMWX.com. How are you, Brett?
I'm good. How are you, Chip?
Doing. Are you kidding? How am I doing? This weather is fantastic, man. How long is it going to stick around?
For really the foreseeable future, I do think we start to get a little bit more active next week. In terms of the mild air, that looks to stick around, certainly throughout the duration of this week. I would almost call it hot because couple of some upper 80s to 90s possible, not only today into parts of the Midwest and the Ohio Valley, but even returning again as we start out October, Friday, and into Saturday of this upcoming weekend. Maybe a little bit of a front, but I would not call it a fall front because temperatures stay warmer than normal and more temperatures in the 70s and 80s as we work into the weekend and next week.
Okay, so next week, more active. What exactly does more active mean? Where?
Yeah, I would say especially from, let's say, Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota, parts of the Dakotas will be the spot that I think we'll start to see an uptick in precipitation. That may ramp up later this weekend, the further west that you go, Northwest Plains. But I do think that following a warmer and a drier week, which should be favorable for harvest conditions in parts of the upper Midwest there, it will get more active. Probably lingering a little bit drier, though, for parts of the Ohio Valley, Kentucky, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio.
All right, stretch it out a little bit. Get us into the middle of October.
Yeah, you know, I really don't see a major pattern change on the horizon.
Wow.
You know, eventually we'll get out of the 80s and the mid-80s just from a climatology standpoint, but I do think the pattern continues to run warmer than normal all the way through the middle part of October, and we do see more rain opportunities in the north-central part of the country, upper Midwest, but still some dry concerns in the Ohio Valley. Drought conditions may expand in October.
Wow. All right, Ben, I've said it a couple of times on the show. When you head out to the field to start harvest this year, you better pack a second sandwich because you might not get much of a break with the way that this weather looks. Brett, thanks so much, buddy. We'll talk to you later.
Yep, thank you.
All right, Greg Peterson, Machine Repeats, next.
Always up early. Always getting the job done. Always working as hard as you can. Always pushing for more. Because you never settle. For farmers who seek outstanding performance they can count on, the only brand is DeKalb Corn. Featuring a broad portfolio of products precision bred to maximize profit potential on every field. DeKalb brand. Never settle. See us at DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. You'd never settle for underperformance. You'd never settle for less than maximum yield. You'd never settle for gaps in the stand. So why settle for anything less than DeKalb corn? DeKalb seed is for those who make outstanding performance a priority. With a broad portfolio of products bred to maximize profit potential on every field. DeKalb brand corn. Never settle. Visit DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Purple Wave Auction remains the trusted leader in online equipment auctions. What makes the difference is you. You are part of our growing global community that continues to trust Purple Wave with the equipment that builds and feeds America. This trust placed in us by our community, from construction to ag producers and fleet drivers, brings great equipment opportunities to their next owners. Join the Purple Wave community today. PurpleWave.com.
Stop feeling the pinch. Whether that be the stress of pinch rows in the fields or the pinch in your wallet, rest assured Titan International has the solution with LSW technology. With LSW technology, you can add up to 15 additional bushels per acre in your pinch rows, truly maximizing every inch of your field. What's even better? You can pay for one set of LSWs in just one season. Visit titan-intl.com/supersingles today and learn how to stop feeling the pinch and grow a positive payoff with LSW technology.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
AgriTalk is brought to you by FBN Finance, helping family farms through tough times with land loan rates as low as 5.19% for well-qualified borrowers. Rates subject to credit approval and may vary. Visit FBN.com/AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. Yeah, Rock, hey, that's a good note right there. I said pack that extra sandwich, and Rock just sent me a note and said, and pack fire control too. Some pictures to go along with it. He is putting on a little bit of a fire there. Good grief, Rock. Be safe. That's the way it's going to be all year, Greg. That's the way it's setting up anyway.
Yeah, I think that is great advice from our friend Rock. Yeah, hopefully everybody, he's okay there. And it's just that time of year, and be safe out there, everybody.
No doubt. Greg Peterson, Machine Repeat, joins us right now. Greg, did I see the lineup for the Vikings, right? They're going to be overseas 2 weeks in a row. Is that right?
Yeah, we were hoping to get a dub in Dublin, and we got a big fat L there. But, we're in London next week, I think, and playing the Cleveland Browns, so 2 weeks in a row. If I was Machine Repeat was retired, I maybe would have hopped over and joined the purple party over there, but have to sit home and watch on my TV as we give up 6 or 8 sacks, whatever it was. Not that I'm bitter, but Gophers won Saturday, so there you go.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I will let you know this. The dub in Dublin, that's a good dub. That's a good dub to get.
That's a good dub. Hey, if you're in Dublin, even if you lose, it can't be bad because Guinness, is right there. So, that's
right.
That equals a happy day.
Amen. All right, let's talk about what's going on. Man, you're going retro.
We're going deep retro this week. The pick of the week, I kind of had my hand forced by all the comments on our Facebook post from Saturday night. My friend Brian Roberson with Rich and Rich Auctioneers down out of North Carolina. He was actually down at the Moving Iron Conference down in Austin, Texas. And he was like, Pete, are you watching our sale? So I hopped on Rich and Rich website, and wow, they had a Farmall 806 narrow front. I sent you a picture of it, Chip. It did not look like any type of beauty queen by any imagination, but sold for $16,000. And so I posted that, and we had 480 comments on the Facebook page. A lot of people were like, well, it must have been two family members. I don't know the inside scoop on it. Unfortunately, I can't share. I don't know the deep cut there. But for a wider perspective, 806s, it's not like they're all selling for that, obviously. Average auction price this year is $6,963. Last year it was $6,463. 2 years ago it was $5,370. Although I will say I've seen two in the last year and a half that have sold for $24,000. One was Byron Center, Michigan, April 7th of 25. Schrader Real Estate and Auction sold that one. Now, that was a front wheel assist, which obviously kind of unusual. Yep.
Right.
5,835 hours. Big Iron had one last April, 24,000 out of, that was Radcliffe, Iowa, 67 model. That only had 1,378 hours with a loader at 24K. But again, that was interesting. Now, sometimes chip on a sale, if you take one, it loses the perspective of the whole auction. So I just before I hopped on the radio this morning, I did share a few other prices from that sale Saturday night in Northeast North Carolina. Some red stuff. They did have an 88 model 4586 four-wheel drive. And it kind of looked pretty worn, but that brought 24 and a quarter. That's actually the second highest auction price ever on a 4586.
Wow.
Had an international plow, an 810 bottom one for 14 and a quarter. Some of these tractors, I don't know. It didn't say in the listing if they were pulling tractors, but I suspect they did have a 1986 Track Boss pulling sled sold for $56,500 on that auction.
Okay.
And then one that I found interesting too, a 79 Ford Ranchero. Don't see those every day. It was not running, but it was owned by an insurance executive, and it was beautiful white. It looked like if you just worked on the engine a little bit, you'd have something there. That brought $7,610. I love those rancheros with the car truck combination. Just so funky. but anyway, those were a few other prices Saturday in North Carolina.
Yeah. All right. it just sounds like it was a good day to sell horsepower that day is what it looks like to me, Greg.
Yeah, there was a sale a little bit to the west out of White Bluff, Tennessee, kind of a suburb of Nashville. Our friends at Ritchie Brothers had that. We talked to Tony Morris, the senior territory manager, last week about this sale. And it was a very well-known large construction guy that for 35 years he and his son had amassed an automobile collection and some tractors. But, the one that I was really watching for whatever reason, I just liked the quirkiness of it, was a 1923 Ford Model T truck snowmobile with the skis on the front and the tracks on the back.
You're Scandinavian from Minnesota. That's why you were checking out the snow machine.
That you just identified it. That is correct. Brought $30,000. We posted a picture of that. And this always happens when we see those snowmobile Model Ts. People say, hey, Machine Repeat, I've seen that before. That's in the opening. The mailman from the little animated Rankin-Bass Christmas thing, which I can't remember the title of it. The narrator was the Fred Astaire. And it was a little guy driving that Model T with ski trucks through the, the North Pole back then. But anyway, 30,000 in Tennessee. And then to continue.
That's quite the unit, by the way. Those tracks back there, there's lots of life left on those tracks.
Yeah, well, okay. Can you imagine if you got, around Denver, Iowa, and it's the first snowfall and you pull into town driving that thing? I mean, look, AgriTalk's doing well. Look at that thing. That's awesome. But staying on the vintage theme, last Tuesday, if we hop over to St. Charles, Michigan, our friends at Wegner Auctioneers, really nice sale. And again, when I look at it, and you listeners, you all do, I'm sure, do the same things. You look at a sale bill and you go, okay, tractors come, might about. And then sometimes you go, oh, look at that. And they had it was from either 1913 or 14. It was a Buckeye 1081 traction ditcher. And an American flag on it, just cool looking thing, 110 plus years old. I brought $10,500, so that was fun to share on that one. So yeah, we see some interesting stuff out there.
Yeah, no doubt about it. That's a heavy duty machine, no question about it.
Mm-hmm. Getting the work done, 110 years ago. It's our machine history is fascinating.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Hey, before we talk about what you got going this week, you surprised me a little bit. You're branching out. You're looking at bringing back some of the old farm barns and buildings out there, the outbuildings. Mm-hmm. What do you got going?
Well, we just had a new Machine Repeat podcast episode. Give it a listen, folks. You can get it on Spotify or whatever. You can find it on our website, too. But Morton Buildings, I really have to tip my hat to them. I love what they're doing. They have this repairs and renovations division, and I interviewed the general manager, Jeremiah Fairbanks, awesome guy. And I see heavy correlations in, you know, the way we feel about our tractors, like that 806 for 16K, and also our emotional connections to our farm shops, which, of course, a lot of times that was where Grandpa did all the work. That was my dad all the time, hours, sweat spent out there. So Morton, I mean, yeah, they love to sell you a new structure, which is fantastic. But I love how they're investing in their current Morton Building owners. So Jeremiah told me Morton Buildings, of course, huge outfit. They have 104 construction centers around the country. And now they're up to 45 of them have their own dedicated repair and renovation team, which tend to be like kind of retired contractor guys. Maybe the knees and back aren't quite as sturdy. So now they kind of supervise, but they've kind of seen it and done it all. So take your farm shop and make it new again. And one thing we got talking with Jeremiah on the podcast was about cupolas and how it's actually a little trend of people adding a cupola to the shop. So if you're looking for a you know, people are hard to shop for Christmas. And if you got farm folks on your list and they've got everything, but they don't have a cupola, go to MortonBuildings.com, renovations and repairs. I mean, they can snap a cupola up there quick for you. And, you know, like I say, it's you get people talking, hey, Bob, I see you got a cupola on your shop. Now, darn right. Machine Repeat told me to get one.
That's fantastic idea. Love it. You know, and it's not just making those old shops look better. They are better when the Morton team gets done with them. I mean, if it needs a little structural repair, they're right. They get it done. Get it done right.
Yeah. Right. Well, all the weather damage and stuff, there's that angle of it. But again, people dressing them up, making them like new is very cool.
All right, real quick, you got 20 seconds. Where are you going this week?
Well, there's a sale Wednesday in Ohio, Kiko Auctions. Check it out, folks. KikoAuctions.com. Some really low-hourly equipment, small sale, but nice stuff. Kiko's awesome, so I'll be watching that one.
K-I-K-O when you're out there looking for it. Greg, thanks, buddy. Appreciate you.
You bet. Have a great week.
All right, Greg Peterson, Machine Repeat, here on AgriTalk. Caleb Reglund, next.
Minnesota cattleman and world champion steer wrestler J.D. Struxness talks about the benefits of using Purple Wave Auction.
You know, I love visiting with them. They do a fantastic job. They know their machinery. And, man, if you're in the market to buy anything, they are the easiest way and the most helpful people to get you what you need. It's as easy as the click of a mouse to get on there and buy something.
Anything and everything you need for your farming or ranching operation, all at super affordable auction pricing. Visit purplewave.com. That's purplewave.com.
Hi, I'm Paul Niefer, a CPA and author of the Farm CPA blog and column for Top Producer. Join me every week on the Top Producer podcast for conversations about the top trends in farm management, tax issues, succession planning, policy implications, and more. Each week, I visit with business-minded farm and ag experts for lively and in-depth conversations. Subscribe to the Top Producer podcast, available on your preferred podcast platform, and listen to a new episode every Tuesday.
Farmers, it's harvest time, and the last thing you need is downtime while waiting for parts for your equipment. Need custom hydraulic hoses and fittings? See Durand Napa. Need hard-to-find parts? See Durand Napa. Need bulk oil or hydraulic fluid? See Durand Napa. Durand Napa also has filters with low prices throughout the entire year and has specialty tools for your equipment. Keep your equipment working throughout the harvest with Napa know-how from Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand.
Double-digit gains in the milk markets from World Dairy Expo. I'm Brian Winnikins with this market update on WRDN. October milk up 24 to 1703, November up 25 to 1664, December up 26 to 1692, January milk up 15 at 1689. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets continue to move mostly lower as the market is looking for support but isn't seeing much today. Box beef prices continue to be mixed. There really hasn't been a lot of cash markets either. That continues to pressure the markets. Hog markets, meanwhile, is also mixed today as the pork cutout values are just a touch lower in some of the contracts, and that is helping with that mixed hog market today. October live cattle down 70 cents to 231.10. October feeder cattle down $1.22 to 355.77. October hogs down 32 cents to 101.17. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets are flat. Soybeans lower. A lot of positioning ahead of tomorrow's USDA reports. The positive weather for the corn and soybean crop harvest also continuing to pressure the markets. Wheat markets slightly higher. Some short covering helping wheat prices. December corn down a quarter to 421 and three quarters. New crop 26 up a quarter to 460 and a quarter. November beans down 3 1/4 to 1010 and a half. New crop 26 down 1 1/2 to 1063 and a quarter. December wheat up 1 3/4 to 521 and a half. From World Dairy Expo, I'm Brian Winnikins.
Can I get my physical therapy at Implify Health in Mondovi?
You sure can. Just ask. I'm Jennifer Plates, physical therapist here at Implify Health in Mondovi. Physical therapy offers patients access to a range of rehabilitation services like treating back and neck pain, general orthopedic conditions, pre- and post-surgery rehab, balance and fall risk assessments, workman's comp, and school sport injuries. Talk to your healthcare provider to schedule your physical therapy appointment locally at Implify Health by Gunderson in Mondovi.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Oh,
opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. The best talkers in ag, including you. Join the conversation on AgriTalk. Call us at 855-4-TALK-AG.
It has felt like a crazy train in September. No question about it. For if you're a soybean grower waiting for some of these trade issues to be resolved, you're looking for any kind of relief out there. And we're going to talk to Caleb Ragland about that right now. Caleb's in the combine out in Kentucky. He's also the president of the American Soybean Association. Caleb, how are you, man?
Doing great. Good to be here. Appreciate the opportunity. And I got my youngest son here, Carter, riding with me as well.
Good deal. Hey, Carter, it's good to see you and talk with you as well, man. How are things going down there? How's the harvest?
We're about three quarters done with corn harvest, probably about 25% below APH yields, combination of late planting and due to the wet spring, and then the rain quit after July 4th. So it's been a year of extremes, but I'm thankful that yields aren't lower than what they are, but it is disappointing, but not unexpected. Soybean yields on early harvest are kind of all over the board, but I think we're going to see later plantings are going to be well below APH, unfortunately. Just we had a record dry August here in Kentucky.
Yeah, like you said, you combine it with that late start that you got because of all the rain early and the way that those plants were set up. It was set up for stress in July, and you guys certainly got it starting in July and right through August as well. This is it's been quite the season for you over there. Okay.
Yeah.
Caleb, last week was a frustrating week. I know it was. And part of the reason for that were all the sales that we saw from Argentina to China on the soybean side of things. What's your take? Tell me about it.
Well, I'll tell you what. The political side of it and the money, that's a whole another different deal. As a taxpayer, why are we sending that out of the country? But I'll tell you, as a soybean producer, what is so frustrating is the fact that this is a microcosm of what we've been saying would happen all along. If the playing field is level, if we have a price competitive soybean without retaliatory tariffs, or in the case of Argentina, an export tax being removed, the Chinese enter the market. They need value. They want to buy at the best price possible, like any customer does. And what we saw in Argentina, when the export tax took a holiday there until they reached the $7 billion of sales, that's exactly what would happen if the retaliatory tariffs were taken off with China. If we would have a truce in this trade war and actually do some trade instead of just punching each other in the face. And it just shows the opportunity that we have, that China needs soybeans.
Yeah.
They want our soybeans is what the buyers tell us, but they've got to be price competitive. So this just is an example of what would happen if we would take our hat in our hand and come to the table, make a deal, do some bargaining, and give an opportunity for the market forces to work. So that's what I hope can come from this, is we can learn some lessons as an administration and maybe get something done for the American soybean farmer.
Caleb, do you feel like you're stuck in the middle between the U.S. and China? Well, really, between Trump and Xi? Because China does, I don't think China wants to get this deal done on ag in particular, because he knows that they can, that they, China, can use soybeans as leverage on President Trump. Do I have the right read on that?
Really, believe you do, Chip. It's our largest ag export, and they're the largest customer for U.S. soy. Here in recent years, about 25% of the whole U.S. market. And let's face it, there's not a lot of things that we export much of, but so, as a country, soybeans is a place where they can put the clamps on it And unfortunately, as an industry, we're the recipients of this policy. And I think you nailed it that we have two, in Xi and then President Trump, we have two leaders who are very strong in their opinions and set in their ways. And they don't want to change. They don't want to be the one who has to admit that they need someone else to help them. And unfortunately, I think that's the situation we're in. And that doesn't have a likely quick positive outcome, unfortunately. But right. It's pretty obvious that if we had the opportunity price-wise that our soybeans would sell, but I think that it's likely a long battle that we're in for here, unfortunately.
So what is your message to President Trump here, Caleb? What's your message to the president?
Well, my message to President Trump is that rural America, not just our farmers, but all of rural America, needs trade. Agriculture is our backbone. These dollars that American agriculture spends get turned over 6 to 8 times in our local communities. These local communities were the backbone of your support, President Trump. And we need you because not only is agriculture struggling, particularly the row crop sector, but this trickles down to our small businesses and to the whole economy of rural America as a whole. And that has a major impact on the economy of our whole country. And we need to be as strong as possible. And you've stated many times that you love farmers, you love agriculture. We need some actions right now and not just words, because we have financial obligations to meet, and the end of this year is going to lead to a lot of difficult conversations with our lenders. You're going to have young farmers in particular that are not able to either enter the industry or to continue farming due to the red ink. And it's not just minor. It's huge. Here recently, our economist at ASA, Scott Geralt, has crunched some numbers, and looks like the average American soybean farmer is going to lose well over $100 an acre this year. The budgets for 26 look worse than that. And that's a reality for other crops as well, not just soybeans. But we have to be financially sustainable to keep this industry going. And agriculture keeps our country as a whole strong. We need agriculture to be strong, to be profitable. That's how my family makes a living, along with 500,000 other soybean farmers in this country. And, you know, I don't have anything to fall back on my farm. Agriculture is 100% of our income. It provides for my wife and my three kids who farm along with us. And we want to make a profit from the market. We don't want to be dependent on the government to have economic aid or some type of disaster assistance or whatever in order to meet our financial obligations. But right. We have to have opportunities within the market. That's key. We've got to have a level playing field and have opportunities and have some certainty in order to be competitive.
Yeah, Caleb, you've been watching Brazil take more and more of the market share out of China ever since you've been farming, probably.
Absolutely.
It feels like the situation that we're in right now is, I mean, it feels like it's accelerating. And if not only do we need some action to slow it, to slow that trend down, dude, we need some action that's going to make us do a U-turn on this.
Absolutely. And a lot of that starts with some competition on the cost side for agriculture as well. We've obviously talked about the tariffs and their impact on our markets for selling our soybeans and other commodities. We also need competition to make sure that we are getting our inputs on a competitive price point as our competition as well. And a lot of details in that conversation, but I mean, just in the basics, we don't need to be paying duties on the raw ingredients coming in for our pesticides, for our nitrogen, for our fertilizers, phosphates in particular. Steel and aluminum tariffs impact everything that we use as an industry, not just our equipment, but the equipment that's used to produce all of our inputs. And that trickles down everywhere. And we're getting that calls passed along. Have one of our members who showed the cost of a Class 8 combine 10 years ago. The cost on his farm was $406,000. In 2025, it was $658,000 for the same machine. That's just an example of the inflation that is hurting our cost. And while there's some of that worldwide, I think it has accelerated quicker in this country. There's a very limited number of suppliers for the things that we need. And we need to make sure that it is a competitive atmosphere, not just one where a few buddies can shake each other's hands and come to some agreement and keep passing it along to us, because we're price takers in agriculture and commodities in particular. We aren't able to just pass that cost along. We have to bear what the market offers, and something's got to give here, because the math doesn't math.
Yep, yep. All right, Caleb, we are out of time. You've done a great job explaining what the situation is out there, and we need to see some action that is not just that financial aid. We need action that will get the opportunity back to make sales that can fix, or maybe not completely fix, but greatly improve the situation that you guys are dealing with. And just need the opportunity. Doggone it.
Absolutely.
You're exactly right. All right, Caleb.
Opportunity and certainty, Chip.
That's right. Opportunity and certainty. Carter, you be good out there. Take care of him. All right. We'll talk to you guys later. Caleb Ragland, yes, president of the American Soybean Association, with Carter out there in the combine down in Kentucky.
Want to get smart? The corn and soybean harvest is just around the corner. Farmers, are you struggling to find the people or equipment to haul your grain? Elsevier's got your back. Elsevier's on-farm pickup program allows you to stay in the field while Elsevier hauls your grain to the destination for you. Find your originator at elsevier.com or call Elsevier and talk about how they can help. Give it a try. Visit elsevier.com to learn more about Elsevier's FOB program. Farmers, thinking about doing cover crops? Christina Olson is pleased to announce Cover Crop and Forage Planting Services this fall. Adding a living root onto your valued land can improve soil health, build organic matter, residue management, control soil erosion, boost crop yields, as well as increase residue to help combat white mold in soybeans. Call Christina Olson at 715-495-6104 for your cover crop needs while improving your farm's bottom line. Find her on Facebook at Christina's Cover Crops, offering winter wheat, rye, and to Kelly.
BioVet combines the latest research and technology to develop high-quality microbial and nutritional solutions for your operation. BioVet's innovative product line supports the immune system, digestive function, reproduction, along with growth and development of your livestock. Learn more at bio-vet.com and visit us at World Dairy Expo booth number EH1503 and 1504. EH1503 and 1504.
Innovation.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Compliance paperwork slow you down? At Dakota Group, we make DOT compliance simple and easy. From MCS 150 and UCR filings to strategic advisory services and more, Dakota Group is your trusted partner for comprehensive trucking compliance solutions. Don't wait. Get your trucking business DOT compliant today. Call 844-426-2400 today. Don't wait. Get your trucking business DOT compliant today.
Yield data is worthless unless it's local yield data from fields like yours, that is. At Champion Seed, we don't tout big national yield averages because that doesn't help you make decisions about your fields. Instead, we match seed to your soil with recommendations rooted in agronomic expertise and data from fields close to home. Our hand-picked seed lineup includes a champion for every field. Find yours at plantchampion.com.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, LoveLost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use database uses photo matching technology across multiple social media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.org.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive. Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
AgriTalk is brought to you by Champion Seed. Every field deserves its champion. Find yours at plantchampion.com.
Joining us now, Colin Woodall, CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Colin, remind us what the industry is battling. What is New World screwworm?
We are battling a parasitic fly that lays its eggs, and when those eggs hatch, the larva bores or screws into the flesh of its host, which could be any warm-blooded animal, including cattle, including livestock, horses, even people, dogs, and cats. And it can cause excruciating pain for the animal. It's a major animal welfare issue, and it's something that we have to make sure we're prepared to fight back against.
Okay, where is it right now? Where is it most heavily populated?
New World screwworm is just 70 miles south of the Texas border. We were informed of that just a few days back by USDA. We're not necessarily surprised by that, because once it did get past the Isthmus of Mexico, we knew that stopping it was going to be extremely difficult. So it is getting dangerously close to the United States.
Okay, so what's the potential impacts of New World screwworm on U.S. producers?
You know, we have to focus on the welfare of our cattle, because that really is the biggest impact. Because as the animal is being eaten by these screwworms, it is causing them pain, discomfort. And so the animal welfare component by far is our top priority. We need to make sure that we are monitoring our cattle, looking for the flies, looking for the eggs, looking for signs of the larva, and being able to treat them as quickly as possible. And that's the good news. We do have products that can treat New World screwworm larva. We just have to get there early enough to make sure that it does not cause the our cattle much discomfort.
Okay. And the potential cost to U.S. producers of if New World screwworm makes its way north of the border?
Yeah, we're talking billions of dollars. And we have seen $1 billion-plus estimates just for Texas alone. So we know this is going to be significant. Now, we don't know how far it's going to spread. There is a concerted push to try to make sure that we have additional tools that are approved and available in this fight, including a domestic dispersal facility and a domestic sterile fly production facility that Secretary Rollins has committed to. And so as more of these tools and these facilities come online, the quicker we can eradicate it. And I think that's something else that producers need to understand is, while yes, we have the tools to combat it, we also have the tools to ultimately eradicate it. And that's what we want to do.
Okay, so eradicated is the goal. What is currently being done to prevent the spread?
So to prevent the spread, it is about taking the sterile flies that are currently in production and getting them dispersed out into the wild. And now that means that that is closer to Texas and into U.S. territory to try to contain them. We have seen that the effort in Mexico has really slowed the fly down compared to the progress it was making in late spring, early summer. So we know that works. That is by far the top priority of just slowing the spread down. And then we're also working with state animal health officials on the protocols that they will put in place once it gets in the United States to make sure that all the checks and balances are there in order to monitor livestock movement and also monitor the spread of the fly.
Colin, what do producers need to watch for to identify an infestation in their herd?
I think the biggest thing is making sure you spend a lot of time in and amongst your cattle, checking them daily, because the way that the life cycle works is that that fly lays its eggs. The eggs hatch within a matter of hours. So if you go out on a Tuesday and you don't have a problem, that doesn't mean that on Wednesday you still don't have a problem. You very well could have New World screwworm problems in your cattle. You need to look for irritated attitudes, shaking of heads, discomfort. But the thing that really seems to grab people's attention is, of course, the presence of the maggots, but also the smell. We hear that the smell is something that you won't soon forget. All of those are things you need to be looking for, smelling for, in order to make sure that you can identify where the screwworm is. And again, try to catch it as early as possible, because we can treat it, we can heal these lesions, and we need to take care of our cattle.
Okay, so is there anything that cattle producers can do on their own farm or ranch to aid in New World screwworm prevention?
So right now, the preventive activities are pretty hard. You need to look at your biosecurity. Making sure that if you are bringing cattle from the outside into your operation, you need to make sure that you are giving them a good once over before you ever let them cross over. If you have a significant wildlife, you need to keep an eye out for your wildlife, because they are also hosts. But really, monitoring and biosecurity practices are the best things that we have out there. And unfortunately, once you get the flies in, it's then just a matter of trying to treat the lesions as quickly as possible in order to heal up our cattle and make sure, again, that we're taking good care of their welfare.
Yeah. Yeah, taking care of the animals is one thing, but Colin, is there a concern? And I mean, it is happening. It has happened that humans or pets could bring screwworm into the U.S. Is that a major concern?
It is a concern, because any warm-blooded animal could carry this in. We've already seen one human case here in the United States. Fortunately, it was controlled pretty quickly, but it's humans, it's dogs, it's cats, it's wildlife, it's other livestock. This is not just a cattle-only issue, and that's why making sure we identify it as quickly as possible is important. So producers, once they suspect that they may have a case, they need to contact their local vet or their state vet or USDA. And if you don't have those contacts, even contact your local Cattlemen's Association, your state beef council, or NCBA. This is one where you shouldn't be embarrassed or worried about reporting it. We need to know where these flies are at, because right, that will help us in our response. And again, the goal here is eradication once again.
Yeah. Colin, what other resources are available to producers so that they can better understand this risk?
For information on the fly, the life cycle, how to control, et cetera, go to bqa.org/screwworm.
Thank you, Colin. Hey, as a reminder, National Cattlemen's Beef Association is a contractor to the Beef Checkoff. Again, that was Colin Woodall, CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Hey, thank you so much for listening this morning. We certainly appreciate it. Got to come back this afternoon. We're going to get you ready for the quarterly grain stocks report. Dave Chatterton from Strategic Farm Marketing right here on AgriTalk.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app.
you'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Greatness is here. All 830 of our famous footwear stores now carry Jordan brand. So it's easy to score Jordan brand footwear and accessories, from hats to backpacks to socks, for the full family at a store near you. Famous Footwear's in-store fit experts will help you find the perfect style and the perfect fit. Because every day is a chance to make it famous. Come in and shop Jordan brand footwear and accessories at your local Famous Footwear store today.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
BA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and President Trump and Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, after holding